This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Emotion pouring out of a courtroom in Pennsylvania. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Comedian and television icon, let's face it, Bill Cosby, convicted on three counts of aggravated indecent assault at his sexual assault retrial. The conviction was not the outcome that Cosby or the big-time defense team that he assembled thought they were going to get, but this is the deal. How much time now at this point should Bill Cosby get? What do you think, America? 855-266-5283. Here's what's wild. Put up $1 million bail, so he'll be free until sentencing. That's probably 2 or 3 months from now. There's like more than 60 women overall that have talked about Cosby drugging them and assaulting them in various ways, etc. And I think it was initially pretty shocking for people who had never heard that rumor. People in show business had heard that rumor decades ago. And he had a lot of power, he had a lot of fame, and people liked Bill Cosby. So for so many, it was shocking. At 80, he's not in great health. Certainly any kind of a prison term would put him in prison for life. So at a news conference, there were all kinds of people that were commenting on what does this mean now. And I heard a couple of things like, hey, we're finally in a place to say that justice was done. We know who the real Bill Cosby is. Everybody got a brief view of who he really is. He was an actor for a long time. It was an act. But I think there was a lot of shock, and then there was a lot of reaction for the victim, the main accuser in the sexual assault retrial, Andrea Constan, who didn't say much afterwards. Her attorney, Kevin Steele, is the guy who spoke, and those are some of the comments I just said. He said that the trial revealed a guy who spent decades preying on women, drugging and sexually assaulting them, who evaded this moment for far too long and used his network of supporters to help conceal his crimes. So she never ended up speaking, like I mentioned in this, but somebody else who spoke was a woman who is an advocate for rape victims and lawyers and represents, a lot of the 5 dozen women who have accused Cosby of being a serial rapist that's been celebrated. Here's what attorney Gloria Allred said after the verdict.
Justice has been done! Woo!
All right, short and to the point. And we'll see what happens in the sentencing phase of this. I mean, how long could he go to prison? The answer is he could go to prison, as I mentioned, for the rest of his, whatever his life is, because of, again, his age, etc. But I was listening to what some legal folks said, and I called a few people I knew, and I kind of got a wide swath of what the possibilities were. Each of the 3 counts can carry a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. So if it was a hefty one, of course he would spend the rest of his life in jail. But somebody I talked to, East Coast wise, who was a prosecutor, told me, don't be shocked if, that he gets less than 5 years. And he won't be able to avoid being put in prison, but he may get less than 5 years as a result of, what happened here and what ultimately the judge decides, what's decided as far as the sentencing is concerned. And I think that realistically, that's probably on par with what could happen. So now there's his team is saying that they will appeal this, and we'll see. So the next legal battle, of course, is at sentencing. And if he is sentenced to prison, which is likely, he'd go directly behind bars. But his lawyers will argue that he'd be out on bond during the appeal. But that's usually not granted in this kind of a case. So would there be something different that would happen here? We know that Lady Justice can be strange, and who says that that doesn't happen? Although that seems as though that would be unrealistic, that there would be some kind of incarceration for him while there is that waiting game. All right, we bounce to what I call the rest of the buzz in the backyard, because people are certainly talking about this. I think we're over the whole initial shock of the whole Cosby thing, because at the first trial and all of the stories that came out, we started to hear more about that. If you weren't somebody who knew anything about the Cosby hush-hush allegations in the past, there's nothing hush-hush about this. It simply is. It did happen. And it's not a surprise that Mike Pompeo moves on to another role within the Trump administration. And it was a pretty easy confirmation for Mike Pompeo. For some reason, some thought that perhaps, because sometimes those hearings are that way, that there would be, that this could perhaps be a little more cantankerous, I guess is the word I would use, but no, it wasn't that way at all. It pretty much was rubber stamped. I mean, he wasn't a unanimous deal, but the director of the Central Intelligence Agency now moves in as Secretary of State. And that happened on Thursday. So he's the next guy in the door, and he's going to deal with a lot of stuff, because we've got the whole Kim Jong-un meeting that's going to happen. And beyond that, we're in a precarious place in the world when it comes to what's happening internationally. And he'll be the face of that besides the president. So even already, Pompeo has met Kim Jong-un. He's working out many of the details with what will happen in that face-to-face meeting. So how about that? And there was this surprise call that, not so much the Pompeo thing, although Pompeo was mixed into some of that conversation, but the president calling Fox and Friends. And one of the things that he mentioned when he made that phone call to Fox and Friends was about Mike Pompeo meeting with Kim Jong-un. And so that was surprising, I think, when some of those details came out. But he took to the airwaves, and it was an unusual call. Very unusual, I guess, is the way to say that. And he called the former FBI director James Comey a leaker and a liar, and he called in to the show after his pick to head the Department of Veteran Affairs, White House physician Ronnie Jackson, who announced he wasn't going to pursue that post. And Trump blamed the Democrats for a couple of decisions, including that one, dragging it out too long, but not with Pompeo. That went through.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This, the Army issued waivers for over 13 months to, check this out, 1,000 recruits who had been diagnosed and treated for mood disorders and 95 more for self-mutation. So now there's this acceptance of new soldiers with a history of serious behavioral health issues. Some, of course, are lifelong challenges, and this is happening because the Army is struggling to meet its recruiting goals. That time period ran from October 1st 2016 through October 31st, 2017. So last week, Army Secretary Mark Esper indicated that the Army issued waivers only for mental health issues that have been resolved or upon further review were misdiagnosed, that there were no waivers issued for a history of drug overdoses or suicide attempts because there was wicked rumors running through the hallways of the Pentagon that that was part of it, that people were cutting themselves and whatever, and they would take anyone and everyone because they needed a warm body. And, of course, a history of severe depression raises the risk of suicide, a problem the military is trying to minimize in part by eliminating waivers for many behavioral health issues. And they started doing that way back in 2009 and probably before that. And, of course, bipolar is a case of lifelong challenge. There's no question about that. And it's a challenge when you're younger and you know, you're usually on medication for life, and the Army's aware of that. So the Army encountered challenging recruiting goals, including adding the 76,000 soldiers this year. In 2017, it also accepted recruits who hadn't fared so well on aptitude tests, and then it increased the number of waivers for marijuana use. So Senator John McCain was one of those vocal guys who criticized the service for accepting the recruits who mutilated themselves. And I understand that in looking at some of the figures, but again, in trying to meet the quotas that they have, this is what happened with the, you know, in the recruitment sense. All right, we've got Brian with us in East Texas. Hello, Brian.
Hear me?
Hello, Brian. Yeah, we got you. Sorry, we got you, Brian.
Okay. I wanted to touch base with you. I was going to call Alex Jones on Monday, but this is just really crazy, and I just wanted to put it out to all your guests. I lost everything in Dominican Republic as far as my bar and restaurant in the Hurricane Maria, and I moved back to Texas, and I started an online business, and I started selling garden seeds in January, and I was doing really well on Facebook and selling, you know, sometimes $4,000 or $5,000 worth of garden seeds, and then I started posting. Because I'm back in the U.S., I started posting conservative things on my Facebook page, and a lot of really conservative things that, you know, might be far right. Uh-huh. All of a sudden, everything that I tried to post as far as my seeds on Facebook marketing, all of a sudden they went under review and they were denied. And I was getting 4,000 or 5,000 people hitting some of my seeds a week. And I was like, I tried to call Facebook and get a hold of them. You can't call Facebook, but
no.
I tried to get a hold of them. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're throttling me back on something because I'm actually making money and doing things on garden seeds. And they would always come back and say it's against our marketplace policy. You're selling something that's not approved. And I'm like, it's garden seeds. And for 2 months before I started posting all this stuff, it was fine.
You know what, Brian, I know a lot of people that have, it's interesting how you weaved in into the conversation with us, but I'm glad you did. It's an interesting dilemma that a lot of people are having, and I'm sorry that's happened to you. I know somebody else that happened to with a piece of equipment that was helpful for people that were dealing with mental illness, and when they were selling this, and then they came back and said, well, this isn't approved and this has to be approved by a doctor. Then there was all these other things that happened, and so a similar thing happened with a different kind of product. And of course it's their space, and that's why if they decide that they're going to cut you off, but stunning when you're doing well and brutal when you've got a business that's thriving, and then all of a sudden that happens and they say it's not approved. But I'm familiar with others who have had that happen with different types of products. So it's brutal, but there's not a lot of repercussions because, again, they own the space. But it is odd that, you know, now, because I think of some of what's happening with Zuckerberg, et cetera, and testifying and everything with Cambridge, even Analytica, even though they're two different things, they've really dialed back on commerce and et cetera. And they decide who they're going to give the love to and who they're not going to give the love to, I guess. And I guess that's the deal. All right, so, and we can count on this new Pew poll on how many people think about politics and politicians and say it's filled with not-so-positive nuggets. More than 6 in 10 say that significant changes are necessary in American government. Just 1 in 3 have a favorable opinion of the federal government. So that percentage of people in the Pew poll who say they have a great deal of confidence in elected officials to act in the public's best interest, 3%. 52%, not too much. 23%, no confidence. Ooh, we're back to that again. If you believe in polls, that, of course, you can twist in different directions. I'm not surprised. Let's put it that way. How about this? President Donald Trump made a decision about assassination records related to JFK. What he decided was to extend the deadline for the public release of the assassination files to 2021 on Thursday, so it prolongs the infamously drawn-out disclosure around the shooting. That move happened on the deadline he imposed last year for the full release of the files, barring national security and privacy concerns. After the 25-year-in-the-making deadline imposed by the JFK Assassination Records Collection Act came to pass last October. I mean, basically what he said is, I agree with the archivist's recommendation that the continued withholdings are necessary to protect against identifiable harm to national security, law enforcement, or foreign affairs that is of such gravity that it outweighs the public interest in immediate disclosure. So you know how much, you know how many documents they're talking about? 19,000 documents. I mean, it, just a treasure trove of documents. And there's, I mean, it's possible we may not ever see some of them. There are millions of documents that have become public, but there's a lot that have not become public. So it's pretty interesting because I think there's a big push for a lot of folks who want to know more about that JFK assassination to be able to get their hands on some of the material. But now they're going to have to wait again. And who knows what happens as that deadline gets closer. That could also change. There's a great chance, in fact, that could happen. All right, coming up on America Tonight, here's what we have cooking. A couple of great interviews for you. One, if you've ever had to sell anything like our last caller, it can be brutal. But what do you need to know about the new way to sell? Personally, I think that there are some awesome challenges, but challenges that can be overcome. So we're going to talk to Shauna Succo about that. She's got a great book called Don't Become Extinct and talks about follow up and follow through and what you have to do. And I know that there are certainly entrepreneurs that listen to this show. And then Lisa Flynn joins us. You hear the spots for my fabulous dog Mahalo, who is on Life's Abundance. And I joined Life's Abundance because of the way they make the food and how healthy it is, and it's really helped him immensely. He's got the shiniest coat, healthy teeth, and it's just good stuff. Go to katespipple.com, check it out. Lisa Flynn will talk more about it. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
America Tonight, Shauna Sukash, she's got a great book out called Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution. She certainly knows about sales. You know, a lot of people, I'm sorry, blow smoke at you. She doesn't. She was a million-dollar B2B buyer for over 20 years. And check this out. When I met Shauna, I found this out. In 2008, she founded an association of buyers whose annual spending exceeded, check this out, ready, $5 billion, right? So she's earned a seat at the table. In fact, she gets the head seat at the table. I'm surprised Richard Branson and everybody else isn't just banging her door down. And maybe they are, I don't know. But luckily she's joining us. Hey, Shauna, how are you?
I'm great. I would love it if Richard Branson would come calling. That would be awesome.
I think so, too. Go to his island. You know, he has that island.
Right.
We can go hang out
right
on his island. I'll go with you.
That'd be fine.
I love your title, Don't Become Extinct. So it's provocative. What do you mean when you say don't become extinct?
Well, I did a research study, and the findings were shocking to me. So it led me to make the prediction that within 10 years, 80% of traditional salespeople are going to become extinct because buyers don't trust them anymore, and they're using outdated methods. And if they keep doing what they're doing, they're going to be out of jobs. So it's like a massive extinction to me.
And knowing that, you're saying that, you know, they're using outdated methods, and if they don't change and they don't adapt, et cetera, that's where they'll find themselves. Why do you think there is that reluctance to change? Because certainly lots of sales teams know that, but they don't adopt these new methods.
Right. Well, what I'm finding is it comes from higher up, who haven't, you know, like maybe there's an older leader who hasn't been on the front line of sales in a long time and hasn't felt this shifting dynamic that's going on in buyers across all industries. And so they say, I hate this phrase, it's a numbers game. You just have to cold call more. You just have to send out more emails. Look, it's not about more anymore. It's about shifting how you're connecting with buyers, because buyers can kind of sense when they're being sold to, and we don't like that anymore. You know, it's just we want authenticity and we want relationship.
I like that. So give us some tips on how should you connect? How do you develop that relationship? What are some ways to do that?
We have to approach the buyer differently. It used to be that you approached the buyer as your company first, and then as a salesperson, and then you got to humanize yourself a little bit after you knew the buyer for quite a while. And now it's completely flipped. You have to come at the buyer as a real human being that's flawed and fun and, you know, whatever is authentically you, and then you ease into the sales mode, because buyers don't trust salespeople and they don't trust companies anymore. They trust their peers. They trust people that are real and authentic and, you know, and come at them in a natural way. And so one of the things I recommend is social proof. We hear this a lot nowadays. It's a real buzz phrase. You have to capture other buyers saying things about you and then share that with your prospects, because your prospects don't believe what you say. They believe what their peers say, even if they're complete strangers. They believe those peers online or whatever way you're presenting that social proof to them. So it's a whole new game out there. You can't just cold call and expect to be successful.
Yeah, great advice. So it might be that you get a quotes testimonial, or you, when you say social proof, or maybe even a video. And listen, you don't have to be a speaker. You don't have to be a broadcaster. You could be a lawyer. You could be an accountant. You could be really in any field and, frankly,
yes,
get a little snippet of a video, correct?
Exactly, and you hit on it brilliantly. Video is key. We don't read anymore as a culture. We don't read written testimonials, and frankly, we don't trust written testimonials because they can be fake. We want to see a video of a buyer who's really happy with the product, with the salesperson, with the company, because we can trust that, and we can see in their eyes and you know, if they're really happy, okay, I trust this product a little bit more. But, you know, when you're buying a car, you don't start that process by walking on the lot anymore. You go online and see what other people say about that car, and you do your research before you even talk to the salesperson. So, it's a whole new game of how you present your product, how you present yourself, and it's fascinating to me.
It is. It's fascinating to me as well, because you said it, the title, Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution, because if you don't evolve, you do run that risk of just being knocked out of the game, right?
Exactly. Yep. And there are solutions, there are tools, there are ways that you can do this, and it doesn't have to be brain damaged. It doesn't mean working harder. I feel bad for salespeople that think, there's something wrong with me, I just need to work harder. No, there's just something wrong with the approach that you're using. Such a little tweak can make you really successful and not have to work as hard. And then you get to spend more time with your family and you get to make more money and, you know, all the things that we enjoy.
I like that. Spend more time with your family and do things you enjoy. A lifestyle. Wow. So one of the things that a lot of people talk about is LinkedIn, you know, and all the forms of social media you can use. But LinkedIn is sort of like a walking resume. But you say in your book that the fourth most preferred way you can connect with buyers is through LinkedIn. But you might be sensing that buyers are becoming more resistant to LinkedIn as a prospecting tool, and you're right. Why are they more resistant when really it's been so attractive to connect with people that way?
Well, LinkedIn is a fabulous tool. It's still a wonderful prospecting tool, but it's not as great as it was maybe 5 years ago because salespeople have abused it. And they've reached out, sent generic connection requests, and then started selling right away, just using it completely the wrong way, like a yellow pages. And just, you know, buyers want to read your summary that is not a resume of how great you are as a killer salesperson. So you need to tweak that summary to talk about your passion for what you do and what gets you up in the morning, and humanize that profile so it's not a resume. And you reach out and make authentic connections on LinkedIn. And then buyers will still be open to that. But these generic requests to connect followed by a sales pitch, that's what's kind of making LinkedIn less effective for those traditional salespeople. So that's another way they need to evolve. Just change your approach slightly, and you'll be far more effective on LinkedIn. It's still a great tool.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, in talking about video, video calls are really powerful, aren't they? Because it's hard to hide who you are, and that authenticity, I think, pours out even if you have a tough time with that. Am I right?
Yes. So this is something that, you know, people think that Skype or my preference now is Zoom. People think that these are for calling grandma. And no, this is one of the most powerful tools in your arsenal these days if you're a salesperson. You want to do everything you can to get that prospect on video. And you can even use tools to send video email that will actually get responded to because people are shocked. And it's harder to ignore a person. And when you're looking in someone's eyes in a video email or on a video call, it's harder to kind of be a jerk and hit delete. You're more engaged, and that's good for the salesperson. So try to use video in any way you can whenever possible. It's way more authentic, and humanizing yourself is the way that you're going to stay relevant.
Well, you said at the beginning, and we're speaking with Shauna Sukash, she's written a book called Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution. You can get it on Amazon for sure. Pick it up. But, you know, spread the word to your sales teams. It's an incredible book. It takes you all the way through what we're talking about now. You said in the beginning that, you know, it was shocking, amazing, the information that you found out. What was the most shocking thing you found out about where we're headed as far as sales is concerned?
Just the fact that largely, by and large, and salespeople out there know what I'm talking about, they're being ignored. And that is the first thing that's going to lead to extinction. If they think that they can just keep doing more of the same, they're going to become extinct because we don't need them. I referred to the car scenario before. You step on the lot these days once you've already made your decision on what car you're going to buy, what color, everything. What value does the salesperson bring? So that salesperson is going to become extinct unless you develop a really cool relationship with that person and you trust them, and then you send referrals to them, and you buy your next car from them, and they're going to stick around a lot longer, and they're going to be successful. But if that salesperson just stays, you know, in the rut and in the traditional mode, they're going to be gone. We don't need that salesperson anymore to educate us, to help us find the right model. We've already done that. So we're really a more informed culture than we've ever been thanks to the internet. So the sales funnel as a result is really shrinking, and the sales role is changing. So yeah, the whole function of the salesperson is what shocked me the most, is that it's just rapidly changing, and more so than any other time in our history. I think this is just past 3 years kind of stuff, and going forward the next 10 years, it's going to continue to just hugely shift because we're a really educated culture. We want to shop in our jammies, you know, so a lot is going to change, and I really feel for salespeople, I really want to help them stay relevant.
I love it. Shauna Sukash, thanks so much. Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution. Again, you can get it on Amazon.com. Thanks, Shauna.
Thanks, Kate.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Everybody's heard me talk about Life's Abundance that you can go to through kateskibble.com. And I'll tell you what, it's been such a game changer for Mahalo. And we're talking to more and more people about that. And joining us now is Lisa Flynn. And Lisa is a real estate guru in Florida, in the Sarasota area. Huh, who doesn't want to live in Sarasota, especially right now if you're listening to me in the Midwest and you're shoveling? You're thinking, I want to move to Sarasota. And Lisa has a background where at one point she was a dog trainer and kennel owner and whatnot. And besides being a real estate mogul, she got involved with Life's Abundance as well. And what a game changer for, you know, for the economics of a business, you know, because it is a business for some people out there listening, and also for what it does for your dog as well. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So let's start with your background first about being a dog trainer and kennel owner. Tell us about that. What was that like? And I, you know, being a kennel owner to me would be wild. It'd be so cool, but I think I'd fall in love with all the animals and I wouldn't want to give them up.
That is oftentimes the case, yes. I have made some real connections with some fantastic dogs and some fantastic owners over the years. But yes, I trained dogs professionally for close to 20 years in the Washington, D.C. area as well as the Boston area, and a little bit here in Sarasota, but not a whole lot. And I had a 25-run kennel with doggy daycare and boarding and grooming and, of course, the dog training. So I did a lot of that. I also worked with some of the sheriff's departments in the D.C. area with their dogs. So it was pretty cool.
So let me ask you a question. This is a personal question. People will love this. They love it when I peel back the onion on the assistant producer of the show, which is my golden retriever, Mahalo. And Mahalo is still, he's 8 years old and he moves around great and runs and all that other stuff, but I want to be careful with him. And you know how do you get dogs to go up steps to a bed? Or come down. It's really come down because that's where they hurt their joints.
Yeah, right. That's so funny. It's just like if you were a doctor. You talk with somebody and tell them you're a dog trainer. They have a dog training question, and it's a doctor. And, hey, doc, I have this rash. Let me take a look. So, well, it's guiding the dog, of course. And if you have a great relationship, as you do with Mahalo, of course, they will trust you. And name it. That's the most important part, is if you're just trying to get him to do something without actually naming it. So training and obedience and so forth is not really just tricks. It is a language that to communicate with your dog. So when you name it, say stairs or something along those lines, and guide him with that, you certainly treats will help and a lot of encouragement. Then he'll start to understand that if you just start grabbing him and trying to tug him down the stairs, he's going to freak out and not know what's going on. So as you start naming it and encouraging him that way, then it becomes a language between the two of you, so you can communicate to him what to do. Most people just tell their dogs what not to do. So the key is to be able to teach them so you can tell them what to do instead of just what not to do.
I love it. That is a million-dollar tip, I have to tell you. So I know people out there probably have similar situations where they're trying to get their animal to do something that would benefit them. And you're right. You say, don't do this. Don't go here. Don't whatever. But it should be the opposite. And, wow, that's fascinating. So you go from the dog training and a tip like that and kennel owner, which is so cool. You're in Florida. You're doing the real estate thing and you started with Life's Abundance. What led you to Life's Abundance and starting that?
Well, actually, I started with Life's Abundance 18 years ago.
Wow.
So I've been feeding and recommending and actually selling Life's Abundance since the year 2000. This company has been around for a long time, and I've been aligned with them for a very long time. And it was a natural add-on to my pet business, my pet care business, of course, because people are always asking for recommendations for food and for toys and for supplies and equipment and so forth. And it was just a natural lead-in. But I started with Life's Abundance primarily because I saw the difference that it was making in the dogs that I was, my own dog, as well as the dogs that I was working with. The behavior is, your nutrition is a key component into behavior and behavioral issues. And so when I started to see what higher quality dog food, the difference it made with these dogs, then I started pursuing and looking into more options, and I stumbled upon this, and I've been with them for 18 years now.
From the business side of it, for 18 years is a long time. How does that work? And because we both, I mean, I'm new to it, but the quality is incredible. And my dog Mahalo, I think, he just inhales the food. He loves it. The idea that it's made in small batches, all those great nutrients that we talk about, and I've talked about that on the show. But I haven't talked as much about the business side. Tell the listeners more about the business side and how that can be fruitful for them.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of pluses to the business side. And one of the things you just touched on is that made in the small batches and so forth. This is an American company, and all the products and all of the ingredients are manufactured in the United States. So I like to support businesses that are in the United States. And many of these larger companies, we don't even realize it, but a lot of the ingredients are being imported from China and then put together here. And this has been some of the reasons for some of the recent recalls in the past few years. Is they've gotten some tainted ingredients and then put it together in the United States, and some animals have been suffering, and many had died from one of the recalls, actually. So that's one of the components is, you know, it's an American and U.S. company. But as I said, I had trained dogs for close to 20 years. I have really not done any training at all, but it was a natural lead since I moved to Sarasota, but it was a natural add-on for my dog training business. And I have trained thousands of dogs over the years. And with this business, every single day I get an email saying that so-and-so ordered dog food from you. And this so-and-so is a client from 15 years ago. They are on their third dog that I've not even met. And I may have worked with them in Washington, D.C., and now they live in Washington State. So this type of business is really residual, because once they're clients for life, and I am on some second, third, and even fourth dogs that they're continuing to order the food. So it's not like a business where you might, some pet stores or groomers or veterinarians will actually have to stock the product. This is completely hands-off, which is perfect for me because now I'm focusing on real estate. I don't want to have to stock product. I don't want to have to worry about expirations. I don't want to have to worry about shipping things. That's all taken care of. And I literally still have hundreds of customers from all over the country that I have not even spoken with in 10, 15 years.
Wow. And the great thing, too, is the point of entry is very low, I think. I think it's incredibly reasonable. So you combine that with the fact of what you just said. You don't have to stock anything, and it makes it a no-brainer. So somebody told me the other day she had just started Life's Abundance, I think, a couple of months ago. And basically what she told me is, you know what? My food is covered for my dog. That's amazing. I don't have to pay for the food because I have people that realize how great this food is and that it is an American-made, it's made in America, and the small batches and the nutrients and all of that. So I feel good about it because I'm not getting terrible food off of the shelf. And now my dog benefits, but it also, I'm not buying the dog food anymore because it's paid for itself. And that's the start of it, isn't it?
Exactly. That very quickly happens with this business. The startup costs, like you said, starting a business, it's, I mean, everything included for the first year is under $500. So
right. It
just doesn't make any, you know, it's a no-brainer, especially for somebody who's already in the pet industry. But I know countless people who just are pet lovers and wanted to take care of their own animals in the best way possible, and that's how they got involved, like yourself.
Yeah. With Life's Abundance, too, they also do something really neat, that they give food to shelters. You can give food to shelters, individual shelters, and I love the way they do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really great company and a very solid company that gives back.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I would be remiss not to ask you about this. How's the real estate biz?
Real estate business is great. It really is. It's there's always ups and downs in this type of business, but I primarily, my niche with real estate is working with investors. As a real estate investor myself, I actually got my real estate license here in Florida because my husband and I started to buy properties as rental opportunities. And I just started getting asked by other people for some help. So I got my real estate license for that purpose, to further along our investing business as well as to help other people. And I just fell in love with it. So that's another way that building wealth and having income coming in with our rental properties has just been phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And plus all that sunshine and those beaches. Are you kidding? Who doesn't want to live in Sarasota or near Sarasota? I got to tell you, it's beautiful there, of course, right?
Yeah, I have to say that we do live in paradise. It's been 5 years since I moved here from the Boston area, and I have not looked back. Although I have learned to stop putting pictures of the beach and the palm trees in January and February on Facebook. My friends don't appreciate that anymore.
I love that. Lisa Flynn, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
I really appreciate the opportunity, Kate. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.